more on that before 7. Also yesterday, another 414 deaths were announced. That's up from 357 on Monday. Let's talk now to Kit Yates, a mathematical biologist at the University of Bath, who also sits on Independent Sage. Morning, Kit.
Morning, Rick.
So let's go through these numbers. What are the really worrying stats in there?
So I think the situation across the whole of the UK, but particularly England and Wales, is rapidly getting worse. As you mentioned, there were 53,000 cases reported yesterday, which is the highest ever number of cases. Of course, there have been some odd reporting issues going on over the Christmas holidays, so some of those are actually backed up. But actually, even if reporting was normal, we would probably still have hit a record high number of cases yesterday. As you mentioned, hospitalisations are also at extremely high levels. There are now more people in hospital with COVID-19 than at any point during the pandemic previously. Admissions are still rising every day. And obviously, with cases still rising steeply, pressure on the NHS is going to get significantly worse over the next few weeks. 5 of the 7 English NHS regions are currently reporting record number of COVID-19 hospital patients. And combined with the fact that cases are rising, this is sort of a recipe for disaster.
Is it possible to untangle whether this surge in case numbers that we're seeing now is due to a lag in reporting Christmas figures, or because of the rapid spread of the new variant, or both?
I think it's both. So certainly the last couple of days we've seen high numbers, so 40,000 a couple of days ago, 53 today, and those are in part due to reporting issues, people not reporting their cases on time. But if you look by specimen date, so the date that people actually took a test, on both the 21st and the 22nd of December, over 40,000 people provided a positive sample, which would easily have been enough to beat any of the days before that. So certainly cases are at a record high. And then if you just look at the hospitalisation evidence, that's not as affected by reporting delays. And yeah, we're hitting record numbers of admissions and record occupancy in hospitals all across the country.
I just mentioned that Essex has declared a major incident now. Which other parts of England are we seeing dramatic rises in cases?
So hospitalisations are rising everywhere, but in particular, there's pressure in London and the South East, where this new variant has been spreading the fastest. So there's talk of hospitals running out of beds and potentially also of oxygen. There are in Wales and Scotland, health officials have said that they are at real risk of becoming overwhelmed. We're hearing stories of ambulances waiting over 6 hours at some hospitals to hand over their patients. And on top of this, obviously, staff sicknesses because of COVID are making life incredibly difficult at hospitals across the nation, but in particular in the southeast and the east of England.
Is there any evidence that Tier 4 restrictions are working?
It's still probably slightly too early to be completely certain about that. It's been about 10 days since some regions went into Tier 4. Certainly, we know that Tiers 1 to 3, and Matt Hancock has suggested this himself, are not able to contain the spread of the new variant. On top of that, we know that the new variant is everywhere across the UK. Jenny Harries and Patrick Vallance have both said this. And so it doesn't really make sense to leave regions in Tiers 2 and 3 without escalating the situation, because we know that what's happened in the southeast is just going to happen in those regions as well. Cases are going to increase, and that's going to be followed by hospitalizations because this new variant is there and it's spreading rapidly.
How does this all compare to back in April? Because we know we've got more confirmed cases now, but still fewer deaths than during the spring peak. Why is that? And is that cause for encouragement?
Yeah, certainly we are able to treat this disease better, which is really, really good news, which is why it would be such a disaster if hospitals were to get overwhelmed, because then we don't get to give those people who are going to hospital the treatment that they need, which potentially saves their lives. Certainly, We are doing better with treating people. And the other thing to say is, of course, that we're also detecting more cases now. So it's still possible that more people were getting COVID per day back in April or in March, but that we just weren't detecting it as much. But suggestions are that the numbers are getting closer and closer every day.
We're going to be talking this morning on the show about COVID and sport, football in particular. Lots of games are being postponed because of a rise in cases. So 7 out of 12 were postponed in League One. Man City Everton was called off on Monday. Yeah. Do you think there should be a kind of circuit break in football?
It's not something that I've sort of modelled or thought about, but yeah, you can see with the cases rising, it's more and more difficult to justify this bubble that football sits in, and of course it's more and more difficult to maintain that bubble because of course footballers, although they are largely isolated, they're not completely isolated from the rest of society. So you can see that with cases rising, that's going to bleed through into sport as well, and there's going to be more and more games that have issues. So yeah, there's definitely a cause for a potential break, but unless we sort out the problem with cases in the rest of the country and the community, then the situation is going to remain similar despite sport taking a break.
To sort out the problem of rising cases in the rest of the country, do you think that Tier 4 is enough, or would you favour even tighter restrictions, a full lockdown effectively?
Yeah, I think we probably should be going for a full lockdown now because we especially don't know whether Tier 4 is actually going to be enough to take effect. We need to think about safer schools because schools are due to go back next week and we know that they contribute to increasing transmission. Obviously, we all want staff and children in schools to be safe, but at the moment, that is not an option. We need to be doing things to make schools safer, and we need to have criteria for coming out of a lockdown if we do go into one. So where is it, what number of cases are we going to be happy with to come out, and what number of cases can a reformed find, test, trace, isolate and support system deal with when we do come out of that? And on top of that, the other thing we need to be doing is really upping our efforts on the vaccination and trying to make sure that we roll it out as fast as we possibly can do, because at the moment, with the rates that we're vaccinating, we're not going to have enough coverage of priority groups by Easter 2021. So we really need to push on the vaccine front as well.
How much do we need to increase our vaccination rate, would you say?
Well, it's the exact figures are difficult. We are doing about 500,000 every couple of weeks at the moment. Mm-hmm. That's the first dose. Obviously, there are two doses. But really, we need to be vaccinating in the order of millions of people every week in order to see full coverage of priority groups before we get to spring or Easter.
And obviously, once the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine is approved, that will make it that much easier to roll out the vaccine more quickly, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a number of reasons for that. Firstly, we've got more doses of Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine on order than the Pfizer vaccine, and the other thing is that it's much more easy to administer because it doesn't require cold storage of -70. It can be kept in a fridge effectively, and so yeah, it will make things significantly easier if and when this Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine does get approved.
Thanks very much, Kit. Kit Yates there, mathematical biologist at the University of Bath, who also sits on Independent Sage. Text in here from Richard.